We're joined this afternoon by Sarah from Debtors Anonymous. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks, Yvonne. Thanks for having me on.
And you're going to tell us a little about what Debtors Anonymous is and I suppose the need for it and the fact that you're, I don't know, celebrating, but you're in your 21st year.
That's correct, yes. So Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step program based on the traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous. How it started was in the early 1970s in America, a core group of recovering members of Alcoholics Anonymous began discussing the problems they were experiencing with money and looked at the diverse symptoms, including many different patterns of spending, saving, shopping and earning. So it's a long time in existence. Like you said, we're celebrating 21 years this year in Ireland. So the first meeting of Debtors Anonymous occurred in Dublin in 2002. The second meeting spread then to Galway, and a third meeting opened for Business Debtors Anonymous. So that's called Business Debtors Anonymous for people who are experiencing problems with money or debt in their businesses, or for people who are self-employed. So that's how it began. I'll tell you a little bit about the program itself. So it's a non-profit organization where we provide peer-to-peer support through our meetings, and members can come along and, you know, we don't give advice. We follow the program ourselves, we follow the tools, and we help other people who are experiencing problems with money and debt through sharing our own experience, strength and hope. And and it is for people who are struggling with money and debt, where their lives have become unmanageable. And our primary purpose is to stop debting one day at a time and to help other compulsive debtors to stop incurring unsecured debt. And what I mean by unsecured debt, when we say that, is any debt that's not formed, backed up by some form of collateral, such as a car or house. So that might be credit cards, bank loans, owing tax to revenue, borrowing from friends and family. And then we see people who mightn't be in debt, who might just be struggling with money in general. So they mightn't be able to, you know, pay for their bills. They might be living paycheck to paycheck. They mightn't be able to get ahead with their savings. And often we see people who might engage in compulsive shopping or under-earning, or they might alternate between overspending or deprivation. So not being able to live within their means, not being able to save, like I said, or taking risks with medical, dental appointments, leaving themselves vulnerable with taxes and insurances. So it's a wide vary of people from all walks of life that we see in the program, and everyone's welcome. It's completely anonymous, non-judgmental, and it's a safe space where people can come and share openly and honestly.
And are there meetings held nationally, Sarah?
That's right, yeah. So we have weekly meetings that are held on Zoom, which is wonderful. We saw all our face-to-face meetings going online when the pandemic hit, which actually allowed for members to join in from all counties across the country, and also Irish members from abroad as well. So we have weekly meetings on Monday at 6:30 on Zoom. We have our Wednesday meeting at 6:30 on Zoom for business owners and self-employed people. And then we have a meeting on Sunday at 7 p.m. That's our Back to Basics meeting. And that's also on Zoom. And all the details of those meetings can be found on the Irish website, www.debtorsanonymous.ie. You can also email debtorsanonymousireland@gmail.com or phone 086-408-4468. And if you'd like to leave a message, someone will get back to you. There's also plenty of information on the worldwide website of Debtors Anonymous, which is www.debtorsanonymous.org. And yeah, I just encourage anyone who may be out there who's, you know, struggling to pay their bills, who may be struggling with the debt, you know, and we are aware that more and more people are struggling with these problems, especially with the increase of living expenses that we're seeing at the moment, mortgage interest rates going up, rent going up. So yeah, just come along. It's a very warm, safe, friendly place. All ages are welcome. And yeah, come along, listen, you know, try 6 meetings. We always suggest going to 6 meetings to see if it's for you. And yeah, come along, listen, have a chat to other members and see does something resonate. But, you know, really to stress that DA is a program that works. You know, I know that from my own experience of coming into the program 8 years ago. And yeah, just encourage people to come along.
Has the problem increased, or is it just the people didn't identify with it? I don't know, I suppose sometimes when you think of things being compulsive and stuff like that, we don't always think about our debts, you know, or how we handle our finances. Do you think the problem has increased over the years, or would you see that it's always been there but people just didn't identify?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I think the current climate is forcing more people into debt, but it's always been there. I know for myself, it's not an obvious compulsive behaviour when I think of you know, an addiction or compulsive, you know, behaviour. But it, you know, it was just something that I was doing over and over again. I knew. You know, and I share my experience, strength and hope. I don't speak for Debtors Anonymous as a whole when I'm sharing, but I know for me, I had got to a place that, you know, life just felt very hard. I was working all the time. I knew there was something wrong with my relationship with money. I was working hard, and yet I didn't seem to have any money. And it wasn't something that happened overnight. It's like progressive and slow. So, you know, I might have started off taking out a bank loan and, you know, then borrowing some money, owing some tax. And, you know, it got to a stage where, you know, things were creeping up on me, that there was pressure in my life, pressure in my relationship, pressure in my house around money. And I was just struggling to live within my means. But I couldn't quite guess why I was watching other people get ahead or other people being able to save a lot of money. So it was a real relief when someone told me about the program. My first meeting, I was kind of bowled over by the honesty of people on the meeting, but also I felt such a relief that people were talking about money, because, you know, sometimes that can be an area of shame. You're feeling that other people are going to be judging you. I know I certainly did. I also had a feeling that I needed to figure it out myself, you know, and so I do kind of practical things or accounts to try and sort out my money, but it never quite hit the spot. So Debtors Anonymous for me definitely is a supportive place where I'm met, you know, practically, emotionally, mentally and spiritually in all areas. And there's a relief in hearing other people share similar stories to me or similar struggles, and then to see the hope of people coming into their program and their life changing completely for the better. And I know that's what happened to me. You know, my life certainly has changed, where I'm living a very prosperous and an abundant life right now. And so the problem has always been there. You know, it's about the money, but it's not about the money. You know, there can be underneath problems. I know sometimes I used money to make myself feel better, you know, that classic thing of, you know, retail therapy, or I would see that, you know, if something was in front of me, I'd say, oh, you know, the only option I have is to borrow so I could pay this. And it was that kind of cycle of robbing Peter to pay Paul that I found myself in. So we definitely saw an increase in the program over the years, especially after the Celtic Tiger hit, you know, where people probably were talking more about money issues. But we're also seeing a lot of newcomers coming at the moment because of the current climate. climate. So you're right, it's always been there, but you know, we're seeing an increase in people who are struggling at the moment.
But it's good to know that there is a support there and that Debtors Anonymous is there to help people, and I suppose in a non-judgmental way that people can get things off their chest as well. And sometimes when you're living with something like that, you hide it from everyone you're nearest and dearest, like any addiction really.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. There is a solution, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, through support, you know, I stopped dating a day at a time, and yeah, and it was just, you know, small steps with support. We often say it's a we program. We don't have to do anything on our own. So I know for me, even the smallest thing of, you know, opening envelopes from creditors, or, you know, having to make phone calls, or even just sitting down to get clarity about how much I owed, or what was going on with my financial situation, that was extremely hard because I was in such vagueness. So yeah, there is a huge support in the program, but there's also a solution. You know, like I said, you know, members come in, it is a program that works. We support people with their financial struggles, and also to get out of debt a day at a time.
Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
People know that if any of the topics we've just spoken about resonate with them, or they would need a bit of help, they can go to www.debtorsanonymous.ie and they can navigate their way then to one of your Zoom meetings or find some support there.
That's correct, yes. And also to say, you know, there might be helping professionals out there as well, such as therapists, counsellors, judges, doctors, who may also know someone who is struggling with debt or money problems, and they're more than welcome to contact us as well, and we can send them some information. Again, www.debtorsanonymous.ie. Thanks, Yvonne.
Thank you so much, Sarah.